You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news you could use, I am Matt Fidler. Most of the races have been called in the last week's general election, and I must say I'm super proud of my home county, Butte County, who turned out in record numbers to match the rest of the state and country, really, to let their voice be heard in our democratic process. We're talking over 100,000 ballots in Butte County turned in for about 125,000 registered voters. That is a really high turnout. I'm happy to see so many people engaging in what I see as our civic duty. Okay, there are plenty of places for people to view the results of the national election, so I'll move on to Northern California. For District 1 of California, which is the majority of Northern California north of Sacramento, Congressman Doug LaMalfa was reelected, beating Audrey Denny by about 13 percentage points. James Gallagher was also reelected and will continue to represent our district in the California State Assembly. Turning a little bit more local, and this is directly from the Chico ER, there are two races that stood out for seemingly too close to call. In one, the Vote for 3 Oroville City Council race, where the fourth candidate, Brian Flicker, is short just 29 votes, having lost the place in earlier results to incumbent Janet Goodson. That one could be overturned, according to the Butte County Registrars. The same may be true for Gridley City Council, where J. Angel Calderon holds a lead over Jessica Ramos McElroy by 121 votes. In the Chico City Council district election, Sean Morgan led District 1 at 62%, and Kami Denley led District 3 at 50%. Denley seems poised to replace the Chico mayor, leading by 1,583 votes. The Chico Enterprise record has a list of all local measures and their local candidates for office in Northern California that can be viewed online at chicoer.com. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.